My guest at this time is Ken Blackwell, former Secretary of State for the state of Ohio. He's currently a senior fellow for family empowerment at the Family Research Council. You may remember back on August 15th, the Family Research Council was in the news for reasons it had not intended when a man who was very upset with the politics, apparently, of the Family Research Council, particularly its stand on the definition of marriage, entered the building and shot a security guard with apparent intent to shoot many more people on the premises, but he was apprehended. The good news is the security guard is recovering, but the Family Research Council says this is a clear-cut example of why branding others as hate groups is not the way that the United States was founded to be. President Tony Perkins has specifically pointed out the Southern Poverty Law Center as inspiring people to lash out against groups like the Family Research Council by specifically branding them a hate group. And Mr. Blackwell, thanks so much for being with us.
It's always good to be with you.
We should point out that Mr. Blackwell, Mr. Perkins, and Jerry Boykins, another executive at the Family Research Council, have recently submitted an opinion editorial on this subject just to talk about the importance of the freedom of religion in this country. Sir, as we get started here, how is Leo Johnson, the security guard, doing a little more than a month after the fact?
Leo is doing well. He's progressing very, very well, and we look forward to his return to FRC. But we've told him to take his time, know that he is covered in prayer, and everybody is rooting on him for full recovery. He still has some surgeries to undergo, but the prognosis is very positive.
And, of course, as we mentioned, it was just a day or two after the fact that Tony Perkins made the connection between the attack and the Southern Poverty Law Center. What do we know about the connection, if there is one, between the law center and the shooter who now faces years and years in prison, Floyd Corkins?
Well, he mentioned that he was not attacking Leo personally, but he was attacking us because we were a hate group. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has mislabeled FRC a hate group because of our stance on traditional marriage and our strong defense of the pro-life ethic in this country. Look, FRC's belief in marriage has prevailed in 32 states where the voters have spoken. It is the same as the official position of the Republican Party until 3 months ago or so. It was Mr. Obama's position. And if the religious foundation of our convictions make us a hate group, then every other Christian ministry or historically Orthodox church could be likewise designated. And that's a very, very dangerous, activity and condition in the country.
Are you and your colleagues calling for any sort of sanction or punishment for the Southern Poverty Law Center for that labeling?
We're asking them to cease and desist. Look, religious liberty is the most profound of our human rights. Without religious freedom, people exist only as political or economic entities, not as free human beings. Religious liberty, in our view, is the first of all human rights, for it implies the dignity and of the human conscience. And so one's faith is one's most profound level of personhood. And so we think not only FRC, but all of those who believe in American exceptionalism, because we understand that our rights come from God, not from the state, should rally behind this call for the Southern Poverty Law Center to cease and desist for mislabeling people as being haters because they stand for biblical truth.
One of the things people may look at in terms of a comparison to a recent event, although on a much different scale, there are people who are kind of rolling their eyes at the administration and their reaction to the killings in Libya last week, saying that this was spontaneous, this was all about a video, had nothing to do with American policy. And people are saying, well, you're blaming a video when you should be blaming the radicals who killed our ambassador and so forth. If they look at your case, while you're definitely saying that one person is responsible for the shooting, you're also putting some blame on the Southern Poverty Law Center. Do you see any sort of parallel there, and how important is it to make the distinction?
Well, we think that there is more and more evidence that the Obama Justice Department and the Southern Poverty Law Center work hand in glove, and that's the start disturbing because it is investing an enormous amount of power that is subject to misuse in an organization that has a political motive in attacking those of us who are strong in our pro-life ethic and our strong support and strong in our support for traditional marriage. So we think it's part of a fundamental clash between visions in this country that will be played out in this election. And a Justice Department that is supposed to be a neutral is, by all measure, an active participant in this clash of visions, and not only clash of visions, but in this mislabeling of people who are exercising their fundamental human rights and constitutionally guaranteed rights as haters and bigots.
As you go forward here, obviously, you are defending your right to speak out as you believe it is the correct way on the definition of marriage for traditional man-woman marriage, as well as for defending the unborn. The other side, of course, they would say probably that they have the freedom of speech to label you how they wish. So where do the lines get drawn here?
Well, you know, I'm always one who believes that the way you deal with hate speech is with more speech. And we will not be quiet. We will not be deterred from our exercise of our God-given rights. Look, President Obama wants to transform our market economy into a government-controlled economy, and he's determined to transform our family-centered society into a government-centered society that is being borne out by facts each and every day. But I think the transformation that he is most wedded to is that he wants to transform our national philosophy, founded upon the primacy of the individual and the supremacy of God, to one founded upon the primacy of the collective good and the supremacy of the central government. That's why every day of his presidency, he has done whatever it takes to undermine the Constitution and to empower a strong central or federal government, which by definition has to be predicated on the weakening and destruction of the family and chasing God and faith out of the public square, or at minimum, silencing the church. So I see this as an extension of that sort of mischief and that sort of wrongheadedness when he attacks those organizations that defend the pro-life ethic, defend traditional marriage, and defend strong families and who advocate putting a harness on the growth and the reach of government.
Do you think the president's effort at a new national philosophy is succeeding, or does the national public reaction to events like the criticism of Chick-fil-A and how so many people voted with their feet and their dollars prove that he's not winning? How do you see it?
Well, I see it being played out. This is a national debate. It will be whether he's winning or losing will be borne out on November the 6th.
Ken, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Good to be with you. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Ken Blackwell, Senior Fellow in Family Empowerment at the Family Research Council. He's a former Secretary of State in the state of Ohio. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.